No Nonsense with Jody.
Long Talk
Jack.
Radio.
Yeah. All I know, the money, I go and get it.
Hood politics, pretty bitches swallow dick, in the lead follow it. 40 full of hollow tips, I be who I be, I'm a G, just acknowledge it. I'ma keep it a band, I ain't spittin' all that knowledge shit. I be spittin' hood shit, giving bitches good dick. Fuck all that, I'm with that wish that you would shit. Bottle of Patron, a pretty bitch and a good spliff. Niggas getting nowhere fast on that shook shit. Time heals, forgive but don't forget. God don't make mistakes as men if they got hit. Went raw in the first chick I ever hit, I can't remember her name. I charged it to the game. Pebble Beak, she was type Harvey with the brain. And I plead my fifth for the involvement in the train. Keep an ear to the street, no involvement in the game. I'm a stand-up nigga, got much honor in my name. Jody Mack got that A1 pedigree. I'm a G like five letters after the letter B. Getting to the bag, working on being a better me. In the streets heavily, beats by legacy. Leap the weapon, Yick and gang, I be reppin'. I'm feeling like Kane, it ain't no half-steppin'. Recycle that from Blizzy just to learn you a lesson. Play if you want, get burnt with the Wesson. All I know is hustles, get it off the muscles. A nigga you grew up with, I still watch you struggle. Bitches align your face and say they love you. Every bit I did, I had it on the jungle. I guess I'm cut from another cloth for a bag of zah. Have a nigga knock your mother off. And now I pop your baby mother off. I'm a go-getter, I'm focused, I can't take another loss. If it's about bread, then I'm with that. Ride my own wave, don't you ever forget that. If a nigga owe me anything, let me get that. They say money talk, but fuck it, let's have a chick-chat. Things ain't always what it seems. To you it's cool, a pop pills. To me you a fiend. The ace with the beam, leave your face with a lean. I'm about making the cream while you chasing the dream. I'm from the land of the scam. Free the fucking deputy. Sex, cars, and money. Bitches wanna check for me. Ain't shit to talk about if you don't got a check for me. Live from Lex, got that get money recipe. I never judge a book by its cover. Word the motherfucker telling a bitch that I love her. Niggas say they your man, but be ops undercover. I'm the type that have fat bitches with rams and they blubber. Jody Mack the great, I'm used to dealing with hate. Fuck it from point blank, get you still in a race. Get around like Pac, that 40 sealing your fate. It's nothing to debate till I got a mill in the safe.
Know the fucking vibes. Radio. Crowley. No Nonsense with Jody Mack. I'm your motherfucking host, Jody Mack. You know what it is. I do what I do like I do it for TV. And welcome to my world, where we don't take shit for granted. We cherish everything. And we understand that life is pain, so you got to get used to that shit. You don't know who the fuck I am. I'm Jody Mack the Great, man. Fly Gaza approved. Big steppers. Big gang ties. Know what the fuck it is, man. New York energy in the building. You're fucking live, and you know what the fuck. So, had no nonsense. The objective is being subjected to the hate that you give. Niggas give a lot of hate. You know what I'm saying? They be wild biased. Like, they very extremely biased. Very, very, very biased. So, we not with that shit. If a nigga is trash, I'm not saying they fire. Real shit. If a nigga is trash, I'm not saying they. Not at all. So welcome to my world, man. Sponsored by Bad Clothing, Spectre Price Kennel, the Big Steppers, man. You know the fucking vibes. Okay, so I'm going to start it like this, y'all. Because this is some real shit, right? And it got shit ablaze, you know, because as a nigga who like music and enjoy music, right? A lot of people are big on Kendrick Lamar. I'm really not, pause, no Diddy, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really a big Kendrick Lamar fan. I mean, I think he could rap, yeah. I feel he's extremely overrated. This is my opinion. I feel Drake makes better music than him. This is just my opinion. I feel Drake is more consistent than him. Also, just my opinion. But this battle was something that hip-hop needed, the him and Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Right now, Suki is coming at JT. This the energy we needed. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is the energy that hip-hop is bringing right now, and it's a dope energy. It's a lot of fuckboy hating shit going on. I'm going to keep it a stack. So I'm going to give my take on this shit, right? I'm going to just keep it a band for me. The Like That, I like the production on Like That and the song on Like That. That was fire. That's not a Kendrick song. So even if Kendrick wasn't on that, I would still felt that shit was fire. Like, oh, nah, this is tough right here. Him coming at niggas, like, kind of put the icing on them. No, not pause. That sounds crazy, the icing on the cake. That sounds crazy, but it sounds like something. Like, you know what I mean? He comes at Drake and Cole. Cole drop his diss, bows out gracefully. Drizzy drop, punish the nigga. Dropped again, punishing him. Kendrick comes back, pop, pop. Pop, pop. Now, I'm not going to front. I kind of slept on the Euphoria shit because he had dropped the Meet the Grams right after. So I kind of slept on the Euphoria shit. The Euphoria shit, the beat was kind of fire. That was kind of tough. I like that. You know what I mean? But it wasn't fucking with Family Matters. Nothing he put out was fucking with Family Matters. That, Not Like Us, that's some L.A. shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody outside of L.A. is really playing that shit. Know what I'm saying? Nobody really playing that shit. And Kendrick, I'm going to keep it a stack. I'm a Harlem nigga. I ain't never hear a nigga in Harlem talking about, yo, throw that new Kendrick on. Or, yo, you heard that new Kendrick? Nah, but niggas is just saying that about Drizzy. So all y'all niggas that's fake switching sides and Drizzy and all that and Cock Rot and Kendrick Lamar right now, y'all niggas wait a controversy. Kendrick Lamar fan, he destroyed Drake. Let them tell it. He destroyed Drake. To a nigga that's really understanding the boss moves that's being made, when a nigga got your wife or your fiance engagement ring on in the video, when you talking about you riding out for Pharrell because you didn't like something a nigga said about Pharrell and that nigga bought all of Pharrell's jewelry and told you come get it out the crib. When you talking, you know what I'm saying, boss moves like that, it's different. It's different. Y'all still thinking about music. Y'all still thinking eat the beat super ugly. It was more than that. They ain't whole shot that nigga at the end of the day. Hold side nods at the end of the day. So who really won? The boss moves. He's bringing up allegations that's not being denied. Niggas is poking holes all in your stories, Kendrick. Know what I'm saying? Now, when they talk about this pedophile shit, I don't condone none of that shit. All them niggas is fucking weirdos. All y'all niggas is weirdos and that shit. You, Ye, Drizzy, all y'all niggas is fucking weirdos. So I'm going to just keep it all the way a stack. Know what I mean? Or the mommy. Y'all niggas be fucking weirdos. Y'all niggas is bugged the fuck out. Just keeping it all the way a band. But y'all make good music. Y'all talented artists. Y'all engineers work hard to make y'all shit sound right. Y'all producers work hard. Y'all writers. Y'all put y'all pain in. And I salute y'all for the joy that y'all bring some people in the world. Now, a nigga like me can't sit through a Kendrick Lamar album. I'm not the type of nigga that want to read a dictionary to learn how to tie my shoe. I don't want to read an encyclopedia to learn how to boil you water. You dig what I'm saying? Just, that's me, though. It's some niggas that want the astrological, mathematical shit, and they rap. That's not me. Know what I mean? And I'm a real nigga, like I'm a straight shooter. I keep it all the way a band. Like a lot of music that we thought was fire, that shit ain't fire no more. That shit ain't really timeless. A lot of shit we thought was fire for like, oh nah, this is classic. That shit is not money. You can't listen to that shit right. Motherfucker, that shit is sounding trash. Like, know what I'm saying? These niggas, like, Warm It Up can't. That shit is still like, That shit's still rotten. Pause, no homo. Certain Rakim. Still rocking. Still sounding like they ain't miss a beat. Then you listen to certain niggas' albums that's supposed to be classics, like, you know what I'm saying? No Nonsense, and Keep It All the Way a Stack. I tried to listen to Illmatic recently. That shit was sounding horrible. I'm just skipping songs. Like, no. Nah, I can't be skipping this. This is my shit. This shit is garbage right now. This is what it is, man. No Nonsense, man. Jody Mack and Flock Guys approved, man. For the record radio. Big Steppers, man. There's a lot going on in the world. We got niggas like this Biden character. You know what I mean? I'm not going to cap. I'm not really a big MAGA guy. But Trump is our best choice, man. And people with his mind state. And what I mean like that, niggas who policies are good. Niggas who have good policies that's going to better our country. Niggas who going to put us first. Us first. Anybody with that mind state is good for our country. It doesn't have to be Donald Trump. It don't got to be nobody. Like, know what I'm saying? Word, man. You don't know who the fuck it is, man. Jody Mack, No Nonsense. I'm going to let y'all niggas up on my niggas, man, from Brooklyn, New York. My young guys, man. Trelly D and Ja, man. That Wu-Tang with it. Just, man, word, man. You don't know that. No Nonsense, man. Jody Mack.
A game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
There's a mental sorrow and immune to nearly any weapon. And it's probably helps to win all the bullets.
You must think first,
before you move. Cry, cry, cry.
Like who?
It's a D to the O to the end, stop front like. Say the word, then I cloud the mind.
Like what?
If Uda, your yurt, then it's put at the back. And I wear all the token on ice.
At all.
Rule number one, it was don't panic, but now number two is don't lie.
Don't lie.
I've been doing my thing, give a pat on the back. Now the kid is not cat in the hat.
Like what?
Do say in my hand and the other is right. Surely, yeah, I'm the truth and that's fact.
That's fact.
Too fast, how I flip through the gap.
Like what?
Stay low and I'm still in attack. Right to race, so I'm getting right like. Too ahead, how these niggas gon' pass
like
me?
How?
I'm outside, they was playing the back.
That's fact.
Me and John, we too tough if you ask me. We bobbing to stop, but may play on Pulaski. I'm a junk, got me feeling like wit.
Like what?
I step back with the flop, that's a flip.
That's a flip.
Going saying, yeah, I'm catching a fit. Trust me, don't break rules in this bitch. Like, you gon' see how a young nigga do it.
Like what?
Niggas know this shit deeper than music. I won't play with your heart like I'm Cupid. Is you stupid? Don't you knew this? I'ma lose it.
Like what?
My name's saying, hot mouth like a toothpick.
Uh-huh.
They know how I'm coming, they clueless.
GBG.
GB the game, we too ruthless. Niggas knew this.
Like who?
It's a D to the O to the end, stop front.
Like what?
Like who?
It's a D to the O to the end, stop front.
Go crazy. Stay with the rock like a baby.
Uh-huh.
I be in the stuff. Me and my niggas feel like these niggas won't flame me.
At all.
Walking outside, I see everything red. Walking the spot, I see everything dead. The street be so real, this shit getting crazy. I'm walking the spot, I keep running ahead. Niggas run like B in the A. Nigga playing get shot in his face. Bitches back, watch you picking the pace. You spinning my size, a nigga who late. When I see your mama get the clicking. Can't let no, I gotta stay with it.
Check
my name, we spill like a pigeon. I got me a gun, can't tell if I'm mentioned. Niggas ain't do shit for the game. Now I gotta take risks for the game. Really outside, really putting in pain. I been on time, that's worth of my chain. Life, gotta stay with a gun. Just an old bag like a nun.
Show
my dick, she know I'm the one. These bullets gon' hit him hotter than the sun. They say they gon' trip, but they not though. Stuff in these bricks got me feeling like Taco. I make movies, call me Leonardo. 20 some shots to race the nigga Taco. So cause so you know with the case closed. Me and Charlie like Chief and Fredo. Fresh boot, Benji, you know I'ma make those things. I'm laughing like they make a dango.
Like it's a D to the O to the N, stop fun.
Yeah, y'all know what the fucking vibes is, man. You know what the fucking vibes is. No Nonsense, Jody Mack. For the record radio, I'm live and direct, man. Doing what I do like I do this shit for TV, except we on the radio worldwide, man. From New York, Connecticut, Jersey, PA, Florida, Minnesota, Illinois, Tennessee, Georgia. We all in the building, man. I see my people tapping in and texting me, man. I get back to y'all. Let me finish talking about this seriousness, like, of what we got going on in our country, man. And this shit is affecting us, and people be capping like they not, you know what I'm saying? Affecting us. It's called Bidenomics, if that's what y'all want to call it. It's called Bidenomics, man. Bidenomics. And to me, that means fuck y'all niggas. I don't give a fuck about y'all. That's what Bidenomics mean to me. Because these niggas don't give a fuck. Know what I'm saying? They really don't give a fuck. They don't at all. They don't give a fuck. Motherfucking gas is higher. Food is higher. Rent is higher. Wages are the same. Employment opportunities are decreasing due to immigrants, illegal at that, coming across our border by the millions. And those that are coming, and those that are taking the time to come legally are being granted with $400,000 per person. Know what I'm saying? 929-477-2425, man. 929-477-2425. Call in, man. I need to know how y'all feel about this shit. Because I'm keeping the stack. This shit ain't right. Know what I'm saying? This shit ain't right. New Balance costs $110 for toddlers. This shit is not right, man. This shit is not right. 929-477-2425. Call in. For the Record Radio, No Nonsense with Jody Mac. This shit is crazy. Like, listen, gas is $4 and some change a gallon. See, I drive a Benz, so I use Supreme. Like, I use 93. I don't use 87 and I don't use 89. I use 93. And for me to fill up, I got a coupe. It should be no more than $50, honestly. I should be, you know what I'm saying, almost a buck to fill up a coupe. That's nasty work. We go to the supermarket, me and Jay, go shopping, going through aisle after aisle, you know, we going to get what we going to get regardless. But we thinking, we looking online by the shit going in, we at $400 all of a sudden, we should be at $130. I don't know how it's affecting other people, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's affecting people. You know what I'm saying? You got welfare. They're, you know what I'm saying, dubbing people who really need this welfare and this help to give to these illegal immigrants. They're giving these niggas jobs. This shit is crazy, man. They're giving niggas jobs and no papers. So they'll force us to have our OSHAs, right? We have, in order to work on a construction site or in order to work in that type of field, you have to have your OSHAs. Your OSHA 30, OSHA 10, you got to have your OSHA, right? They letting these niggas on the sites with no OSHA. Word, they letting these niggas on. So I don't know, man. How do y'all feel about it? How do y'all feel? I need to know. 929-477-2425. You know what I'm saying? I got a caller, man. Let's see what the caller got to say. I really need to know how they feeling, man. You know what I'm saying? Caller, where you from? What you do? Let it be known who you are. Talk to me, man. How you feel about this Bidenomics shit? Caller, you there? I don't know. I can't hear you. I can't hear my caller, man. Word. So, anyway, man, fuck all that. I'm going to keep it a stack for y'all niggas. If y'all niggas ain't getting a bag, if y'all niggas ain't got something successful going on, five forms of an income, you're just like the average motherfucker out here, no matter how much you want to front, how much you want to cap, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was listening in to my man OG Tiger Lee's show one night, right? And he was saying how, like, people don't cherish the shit that they got. And I had to sit back and acknowledge everything the brother was saying, like, and sit back and soft pause, no diddy, man, and soft that shit in, because the big homie is correct, man. Niggas don't cherish shit. It's like they got our country so fucked up nowadays that everybody for self. It's like a jungle. It's either kill or be killed. It's nigga could have $1,000 and you could have $30 and he'll ask you for $20, and if you got a good heart, you'll give him the $20 and they'll take it with, you know what I'm saying, with no remorse, and leave you with $10, and now they got $1,020. This world is nasty, man. This shit is nasty. It's a lot going on, man. It's a lot, man. But back to that Drake shit, man. Drake and Kendrick, y'all brought it back to life, man. Biden, you'll fuck your ass and you're going to, you know what I mean, get the country where we need to be, get us respected again, stop having us look like laughing stocks, get the Abraham Accords back in effect, to dub all these fucking stupid-ass wars going on in the Middle East. Because from 2016 to 2020, it wasn't no wars, man. It was niggas like Putin in they lane. It was niggas like Kim Jong in they lane. As soon as boy get out of office, you see what happened. Or everything he implemented that was good for our country and working for us to benefit us for the betterment of our country, that nigga Biden executive ordered that shit out of there. Fucking dickhead. Word. This nigga 81 talking about he want to be president again. The fuck out of here. Caller, what's up? Talk to me, caller. Talk to me, man. Let me know what the fucking vibes is, man.
Hey, yo, what's good, man? This is Jody Mac the Great.
This is Jody Mac the Great, who I'm speaking to.
Yo, it's your boy Fly Gaza, man. BX in the building. I definitely want to speak on this, man. Fuck you.
Like guys, what's up, my brother? How you doing, beloved? How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling the topic that you're talking about, man, and I don't want my word not to be heard on this, because there's a lot of bullshit happening, and I'm tired of the bullshit, man, and you spoke that shit right down the motherfucking middle, man. I ain't even going to lie. A lot of bullshit happening in the government, a lot of bullshit happening in the suburbs, a lot of bullshit definitely happening in the hood. Do you agree?
Of course. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I agree. Hell motherfucking yeah.
This shit is crazy.
Should be crazy,
what I
want to
say about
this
it,
should be crazy.
What I want to say about it is I think we lost the focus of being united. That word unity,
yep.
I have heard since Queen Latifah, my nigga. Let's start there. You and I D-Y. Hold on, man.
What makes you feel this in the pit of your gut? Pause. What makes you feel this to the core, like there was no such thing as unity no more? Unless you got a solid team and a solid foundation, and unless you're a leader who's willing to follow in order to lead better, what tells you that in your heart, like, yo, that unity shit is dead?
Well, I've seen so many people, I want to say since 2000. Now, I mean, we already 4 years into 2024, right? We in 2024. Since 2000,
yes, sir.
I think a lot of snake shit happening. I don't know if it's the water, the food, the iPhone, the Android, the shit on TV, if it's YouTube. I don't know, but a lot of new shit came out in 2000, and a lot of people ain't just giving a fuck about each other. If you can't do something for me, then, well, I don't know what to tell you type of shit. And it's like, I remember
right.
Back in my day, because I'm a little older, back in my day, G, there was no problem helping a motherfucker you didn't know. And it was okay, and it was the right thing to do. Now it's just questionable. Why are you doing this? For what? what you want out of it. And I never get that shit. Because if we a team and we talking about unity, then it shouldn't be no question unless it's real fishy. You know, one of those real fishy moves that everybody can smell, the bullshit. Now it's just like everybody on bullshit. Everybody on bullshit, man.
That's a fact, bro. That's a whole Fendi. Like, I was speaking to a friend of mine recently, right? And she was explaining something to me, and I really, you know, I'm the type of nigga that I'm a listen because when you listen, you learn. And I'm never too old to learn. Like I'm a nigga. I feel I never take a loss in anything because I always learn how not to. To go about that and take that route again, where we will be put in that predicament. So it like it evens it out for me. So I don't take losses at all. I always learn from everything. So it evens it out for me, right? And she was saying something. I was listening to her, and she was like, "Yo, if a person a backbites you, like, know what I'm saying, to somebody that they know you, and this is their first time meeting you." It's in their nature. You feel what I'm saying, bro? She like, yo, it's in their nature. And it'd be crazy because a nigga like me or a nigga like you, we'll give somebody a shot. We'll give them a shot. Right? The fucking government is not giving us no shot, bro. But they giving these fucking immigrants a shot, yo. Know what
yo,
I mean?
You peep
and
that,
I'm not gonna talk you to death. Look, Gaza. I'm gonna let you speak right fast because I know we got like three callers. I know the people who's just calling in, man. So let me let you say what you gotta say right fast, and let's get these callers on the line, man. We live, no nonsense with Jody Mack for the record radio, Big Step of shit. You know what it is, man. So
hey, yo,
how
I'm
you
gonna leave,
feeling?
I'm gonna leave it like this, G. First and foremost. Anybody can make money on this whole earth. But to build a relationship is the hardest thing to do. For the record,
that's a whole
my guys
fact,
are
my brother. That's a
big
whole
fact,
my brother.
Do what you do. I love you.
Out, let them know where they can find you, man.
Man, find me at For the Record Radio. That's with the number 4 on Instagram, man. If artists is listening, Jody Mack. No nonsense. That's all I'm saying. You heard?
We're in effect. For the record, you know what it is. That's the big homie, Flock Gaza, man. I appreciate you popping out on the show, big bro. Like, know what I'm saying? Let's get to these callers, though. We got to get these opinions on these topics we got going on. We got Drizzy and Kendrick. We got Trump and Sleepy Joe. Let's find out what the fuck we got going on. Maybe somebody else got some shit they want to talk about and get off their chest. This is No Nonsense with Jody Mack. Y'all know the fucking vibes, man. Paula, what's up, man?
Yo, what it be, what it be? This be your boy, OG Tiger Lee. What's good, my man, Jody Mack?
I'm blessed, beloved. OG Tiger Lee, salute, big homie. I was just talking about you earlier, man, and it was one of your shows that kind of inspired me, bro, to, you know, want to jump in the whip and do what I do,
absolutely,
man. So I want to say thank you, and I salute you, bro, and I appreciate
absolutely
the dudes you dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
on your
I appreciate
Thursday
it.
Night, man.
Absolutely.
Right,
I appreciate
man.
It, my brother. And let me say to you, welcome to the family. You are part of For the Record Radio now. And at For the Record Radio, we got us. We all know what it's all about. It's where the independent artists do matter the most. For sure on that. So welcome, my brother.
That's a fact, man. Come on. I felt welcome from the first time I said hello to a nigga, man. For real,
for
bro.
Sure.
No,
for sure on that.
Or was the track, champ. Like, we move at a different pace than the universe is moving now. We still at
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? When you move at a certain pace and the world is moving differently and you still at your pace, it seems
right.
like you're an endangered species. You know what I'm saying? So we able
and
to acknowledge each other immediately. Like he's like you're looking in the mirror like, oh, that's me right there.
Uh-huh.
Like the auras attract, bro. Pause, no diddy, but. You know what I'm saying? You recognize somebody that's solid because the way the world is right now, Like, you'll be fooled, man.
Let me tell you why you an endangered species, my brother. You're an endangered species because you got a mind and a brain, and you use it and you think for your damn self. That's what makes you an endangered species. You know, think about this fact.
Man.
Think about how blindsided and stupid America is. And I hate to say that. You know, in a lot of aspects, it is a very good country. We do have a lot of freedoms, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't been nowhere else to prove that these freedoms are any better than freedoms in another country. So how do I know it's not better? I'm just going on what they say. But think about this fact. Yeah, we got two, you kind of already touched upon it. We got two idiots running for office. That's how stupid America has become. We actually literally got two. We got a motherfucker that'll stand on the podium and forget his motherfucking name. Forget his fucking name.
And this is the dickhead that's representing us to the fucking world, that they got him up there, got us looking frail and weak. This bastard can't
you
walk
understand.
The fucking steps. He sniffs little girls. He's fucking,
man.
Oh, my God, man. We're
absolutely.
Not black if we don't know if we're going to vote for him or Trump. The same nigga
and
that called
one,
our kids roaches and don't want
and
them in schools together because they don't want his kids in the jungle. Come on,
right,
yeah,
all
yeah.
that shit.
And we thought Trump was the worst of the two evils. Like,
yeah, right for real.
So let me
for
ask
real.
You a question,
but,
right fast, big homie. Let me ask you a question, big homie.
Bring it to me.
How has Bidenomics affected you, if it has in any way?
Let me tell you something. Bidenomics not only affected me, but it's affected the whole damn country, just like you spoke up on earlier. The funny thing about it is everything is going up, but the motherfucking paycheck is still the same.
The way,
you know, we are in a country where they still talk about what they call minimum wage. You feel what I'm saying? Why are we in this
right.
day and age, 2024, why a motherfucker got to be bringing up about anything called minimum at all? Everything should be at a maximum
right.
level for people to be
maximum.
Even if you are a person, because I do understand that some people do have to have some sort of assistance. But if you go and give a motherfucker some assistance, give them some assistance that they can survive upon. You know what I mean? They give
right.
a Social Security
right.
check for a few thousand dollars, but the rent is $700-$800. Then they give you $142 damn for some damn groceries. And then you got the different Medicare and the cheap medications, and you take this medication to fix that medication, and then they got that one fucked up, so now you have crazy, and you got to
mm-hmm.
take this one just so you're black
yep.
ass. You know what I'm saying? So you can sleep. So it's
yep.
all fucked up. And here's the even worst part about it. These motherfuckers will go all over the world and help other people and have
so
people right
up.
In this old motherfucking country
and that, need
that
help.
They don't do a
veteran.
Motherfucking thing for.
Fuck. Look, all right, so as a person who travel a lot, I travel a lot. And
absolutely.
I drive places, I fly places, but I drive a lot also, or I take buses, you know. And everywhere I go, I don't care where the fuck I'm at, man, everywhere I have been,
yeah.
it's always land for sale on the motherfucking side of the road, acres for sale, 100 acres for sale. Like,
you
know
see
what I'm
that.
Saying? But I,
you, see
you know,
that.
Big homie, I'm not going to keep you too much longer. My callers, please don't hang up. Listen, I'm about to tap y'all in. This is Big Homie, OG Tiger Lee. Big Homie, you speak for yourself. Let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, what it
Let
is.
Them know who you are.
All right, for sure. First and foremost, tap in to me on TigerLee.OG on Instagram. That's where you'll find me. Also, if you really want to know all about the OG Tiger Lee, I am in the place to be every Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast, and 5 o'clock p.m. out west. We have a different topic every week. We talk about a whole lot of different things. This week we're going to be talking about what's going on in our neighborhoods with gun violence. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what we're going to talk about this week. We need some for real changes. You know, our youth is dying off and nobody seems to be giving a fuck. It seems like they're doing more encouraging of taking each other out, and they don't know that it's all a stage plan. See, we come from a generation of kids. I can get going. Don't get me started now.
No,
let me get ready to go.
Look, before we're gonna save that for Thursday. We there, man. We definitely there.
Yes,
man.
Definitely.
Save that for Thursday,
definitely,
you know, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I really want to speak on that. I definitely want to speak on that. Definitely, definitely.
Absolutely, for sure.
I would definitely be there, man. So,
all right, for sure,
homie. I appreciate you stopping by, man. Showing the show love. You know what I mean?
Yes,
sir. Grand opening.
Yes,
sir. You know what it is, man. For the record, thank you for welcoming me to the family. I appreciate you,
absolutely,
man. You know, know what I mean? I'm gonna slide up on them like James Brown in the Fresh Pair of Crocs, man. You know what it is, man.
You understand, my brother.
right,
that's,
man.
What it
I appreciate
is. I like
you,
that,
man. Let me
appreciate
get these callers, big bro.
Let's
all
get
right,
it.
Man.
Let's
thank
get
you,
it.
Brother.
For sure.
We got it, man. Let's get it. We got it. Yo, next caller, what's up? Talk to me, man. It's live, no nonsense with Jody Mack, man. It's the great one. Talk to the kid.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, what's good, bro? Who am I speaking with, man?
Hey, too.
Let me know who I'm speaking
Giovanni
with, man.
Giovanni Spazzo, man. Giovanni Spazzo, jeez.
The motherfucking
word,
one and only. The big stepper himself,
nah,
Mr. Liddy, Giovanni Spazzo. New single,
mm-hmm,
Wet, out now. We'll run that up.
Joey.
Album out
Joey.
Now on every platform.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question, big bro.
How has
Vitanomics affected you, if it has in any way?
How's who?
Vitanomics. Like the way the world is right now. The way how shit is inflated. Prices is up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is up except wages, except how much niggas is getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
How has that affected
mm-hmm.
you, if it has affected you at all? Because some niggas got the bag and it ain't really hurting them. When some niggas is working niggas, some niggas got to hustle for their bread in other ways that's not illegal, but try to always have a hustle in order to survive. So how has the world changing in these last 4 years affected you?
Honestly, bro, I came home May 27th of 2020. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Off my business.
Right. Oh, so,
it was a pandemic.
Oh, so damn.
You know what I mean?
So
straight
you came
in the
right,
pandemic.
So,
from up
so
north
you missed,
to the pandemic.
You missed the Trump
really?
Years. Okay, so, or you came straight to the Biden years. You missed the Trump years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, so,
mm-hmm.
damn. So you really don't even know how it was. You just came straight into the fire.
Now, I know
you
the
ain't
Trump
even get
years,
the...
when it comes down to being, like, up north and all of that, you already, like, you know how that is with them racist-ass white crackers and shit. You know what I'm saying? In the mountains and all that. You feel me? So... all we
right.
know is what you seen on the TVs and how the CEOs was projecting the world. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. All right. So let me
mm-hmm.
tune you in right back, because you my partner. Know what I'm saying? In this big step of shit, right? So this is how this is, bro. This is crazy, right? All right. So when Trump was in office. And they had the Rona and all of that shit. Like, he caught a bad,
mm-hmm.
Like, when he got in office, it was bad with the Rona. He put niggas on point about it and all that shit. Like, it came from China. They was calling him a racist, all type of shit. But he exposed a lot of shit
that we wasn't supposed to know
at a time we wasn't supposed to know it, right? So,
mm-hmm.
the nigga gave out these SBA loans. So he was telling niggas, mm-hmm. like, yo, if you got a small business, here, take this bread. Take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
He was giving niggas, if you don't got this bread, I mean, if you don't got a small business, take this bread and get one. But niggas, you know, niggas was scamming. Niggas was doing other shit. So everything was low with Trump. It wasn't no wars. Like, niggas, everybody was up. Everybody had bread. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas
mm-hmm.
was living. It was,
mm-hmm.
Biden got shit fucked up, bro. Word.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah, man.
Word,
I'm always
man.
Voted for
look,
him.
All right. Let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
Right? June 18th.
Mm-hmm.
That's your day, right?
Yeah.
That weekend, what we doing?
Mm-hmm.
That weekend, what
oh,
we doing?
We doing a whole big weekend. A whole big weekend. From Thursday, you know what I mean? the Saturday, Thursday to Sunday, pretty much. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sunday is going to go home. We're going to have a bunch of, you know what I mean, events, after hours. We're going the whole weekend. It's going to be lit.
Basically, we, you know some I mean? Niggas have birthday parties. My son is having a birthday bash from Thursday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He's having performances. He's having strippers.
We outside.
He's having after hours.
We outside.
He's having telly parties.
You know,
he's not stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Litty weekend.
And what I want everybody to do, I want everybody to network with each other, build with each other, you know what I mean? Gain resources and things like that. You feel what I'm saying? We all in this together, right? We all
of course.
In this together. We gain like, our own resources because we, you know,
right. You know what it is, man. You know what it is, big steppers. You know we. You know how we move, man. We got us, man. Okay, we got us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is, man. Like, litty shit. So we going to make sure.
Man.
We going to make sure. Make sure this
yeah,
shit
man.
Is
man. I
want to
congratulate you, too, man, on your show, man. I love it. You
listen,
know what I mean?
Bro,
you don't have to come
listen,
do
bro.
Show support for you, brother.
Listen,
you know
you be up here with me next week, man. We already throwing that in effect, man. Special guest host next week, man. The big stepper himself, man. Giovanni Spazzo, man. Come on, man.
Yeah,
man. Chill. You already know what it is, man.
Yeah,
word,
bro. Yeah, I'm just glad at the platform. You know, one thing I want to say, too, right, if you give me the platform
bro.
To say this. You know what I mean? It's a difference between having a crew, you know what I mean? And it's a difference between having a movement. You understand what I'm saying? A movement
right.
is when people, you know what I'm saying, from different, you know, walks of life come together for the same common goal. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't, you see how they had it in 300? They fought thousands, but it was only 300.
300,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
They knew the common goal. They knew that
and,
denominator.
You know, they
right.
knew what we had to do, and everybody mastered what they were supposed to do. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Whole
ain't
fact.
Nobody tried to cross there and go there and do this and do that. Everybody mastered what they doing. What? You know what I mean? If that makes
bro,
sense.
Bro, if I didn't, look,
I
if, I didn't see your,
you know
if I didn't see your vision, we wouldn't
mm-hmm.
be stepping, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, look, I ain't going to hold
you
hostage,
so.
Big bro. Know what I'm saying? Can you all let right. the people know where the fuck you at, who the fuck you be, where the fuck they can find you in that music? Like, know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all, for the record radio, no nonsense. Jody Mac, go run that wet up. That wet
mm-hmm.
is fire. Jody got that wet, that's
mm-hmm.
fire. My nigga Spazzo, let them know where they can find you, big bro.
Yo, you can catch me on Instagram, Cousin Spaz. That's CUZZINSPAZZ and Giovanni Spazzo on everything else moving. You know what I mean?
Big go, man.
Big
Cousin Spaz, man.
You know?
I appreciate you popping out, big homie.
You already know, bro. I appreciate you having me on the joint.
Well, how dare you patronize me? You know you won't have for the steppers. It is what it is, man. Love you like a fucking
nah,
love.
I already know
coach,
it's closed love, baby.
right.
Liddy.
Hey. You know the vibes, man. Call us, right, man. Call us, man. I know y'all
yeah.
here, man. I'm going to get to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all staying in mm-hmm. tune with the kid, man. I'm going to get
mm-hmm.
to y'all, man. Yo, let me ask you a question before you get up out of here, big bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Drake or
yeah,
Kendrick?
Man.
Drake
Ooh.
Or Kendrick?
Nah, I'm going with Drake, bro. Point blank to it. Ooh. Yeah, I'm going with Drake, bro.
I ain't mad at you, bro. All right, bro. So we're going to tap back in. That's 1-0 for Drizzy, y'all. 1-0 for Drizzy. Catch you later, big bro, man. I'm going to tap in with you after this, B. All right, champ.
All right, got you. Yes.
All right. Big Stepper shit, man. Liddy shit, man. That's the big bro, Giovanni Spazzo, Cousin Spaz, man. Run that album up, man, on all platforms now, man. Go check out his other single, Bad Bitch Birthday, man. You know what it is, my nigga moving and shaking, man. Word, man. Caller, talk to me. No Nonsense with Jody Mac for the Record Radio, man. We got us. You know what it is.
Peace and love, man. Money Marvelous out of Long Island, New York.
Money Marv, what's good, big bro? I appreciate you tapping in with the kid, man. So let me ask you a question, champ.
Go ahead.
How has Bidenomics affected you, if it has in any way?
I say like this. I favor more to the right than the left. Biden,
right.
When the pandemic started, at the beginning, I told niggas, I said, yo, listen, this shit about to fuck up a lot of shit. Nigga, I said, think about what 2020 mean, right? You know, when you go to the eye doctor and they be like, yo, you ain't seeing 2020? Yeah, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I told niggas, I said, look, we about to get taxed like a motherfucker on everything. Inflation gonna be through the roof. And I said this right at the beginning of, you know, the COVID-19 thing. I don't mean to say that, but and I just say, like, you know, when Trump was in office, I was getting money, big money. $100K in my sneaker box, going to work, working a 9-to-5 and doing my ones and twos. Put $100K in my sneaker box when Trump was in office. Biden came in, everything went through the roof. $100 for a grown man.
Right. Huh? You down to 43K fucking with that nigga in the first year.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
man.
I just think
nasty,
like, you
man,
know,
man.
You know, and I think, like, in today's time, you know, people like, I'm going to just say black Americans who put Biden in office, I hope y'all feel real stupid. Because look what y'all commander-in-chief did. He put everybody in debt. We all feeling it. At the pump, at the supermarket, everywhere. It don't even matter. $100 is like $10 right now. To me.
Right. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
I think about shit all the time. I remember I used to drop 2 for the Nick. Now I'm spending, when I'm buying weed, I spend no less than $80, $100. And that's on reefer, like.
That's on reefer.
But look, Money Mar, let me ask you a question. What you doing? What you doing, like, you know what I mean? And now, I don't mean to ask about any illegal activities. We don't discuss shit like that.
Of course,
what do
of course,
you do in life that afforded you that to be able to put that $100K in a sneaker box? And what advice would you have for another young nigga who may be in the same field or have the mind state of you, like, I want to stack $100K in my sneaker box? You know what I mean? Because that's shit from my era, when niggas put money in the Tim box and in the Orange Nike box. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was my era. Like, you know what I'm saying? You put money in your troop box or your ASIC box or your Avia box. Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was like, no.
Your Reebok Classic box.
Your Reebok, right. You know what I'm saying? Your older sister 5411 box. Right, yeah. Like, so what are you into that you may motivate a young nigga that want to put $100,000 in his shoebox legally?
Well, actually, my brother, I worked a regular job. You feel what I'm saying? Because I came home from up north, got off paper, had to get that out the way. Had to get that 5 clip out the way. I'm saying with the
That's
paper.
That's definitely a priority that people don't
know.
Saying? For you people who don't know, getting off paper is definitely a priority. Having your 100% freedom from them people and you're not on paper is definitely a priority. So I see the brother he knows how to prioritize his priorities. I apologize for cutting you off, big bro. Get finished,
you good,
man.
You good. No, but that's a valid point. And I did that whole 5 clip on paper with no dirty urines, no infractions, no nothing.
Right,
Had
right,
a job
right.
since I came home. Had a job right. since I came home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know we can get money both ways, but I really just worked a regular job, and I did, you know, some side things and all of that. And I had enough money, and this white dude said to me, look, you know, because I joined up with a, you know, fraternal order group. Brother said, look, white Spanish dude said to me, yo, listen, I don't know what you do professionally, but I'm going to show you how to invest your money. I took a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Mind you, this wasn't no overnight shit, because I don't want niggas to think this is like you're going to put $100K in your sneaker box in 12 months. It don't work that way. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
when you got
no.
bills and real responsibilities,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm an 80s baby.
Exactly.
You know? I'm an 80s baby.
Right.
So, nah, I just, you know what I'm saying, I worked, did a little side job shit. I worked 7 days a week sometimes if I had to. You know what I'm saying? Put
just
a little
how
up.
To,
it ain't
you know
but,
how to have patience, and you know how to prioritize your priorities. That's a fact.
It, you know what I'm saying? And I say this all the time. It ain't what we make, it's what we save. You know what I'm saying? And I had a goal. I'm like, nah, I need to put this away because I know shit about to be fucked up. Feel me? I'm going to make sure my child support paid because that's a priority. And nigga, I work like two jobs and I hustle on the side. No cap. Work two jobs and hustle on the side. Never spend my work money.
I'm going to stack this bread. Right.
Yeah.
Stack
and
right,
listen,
right. You knew how, you
don't
know how
spend,
to stack.
Don't
you
use it. Yeah. Do not spend your work money to flip that. Don't do that. That's not what that's for. If you're going over
right.
9 to 5, I don't
not,
care if you're driving.
It's not flipping itself right. If it's not flipping itself, it's not a right hustle. It should always be a one-time investment from the jump. After that, you know what I'm saying, everything should work itself out. If it's not,
mm-hmm.
you're in the wrong profession, champ.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
jobs.
On the legal side of it, at least.
Yeah. I work two jobs. I have two legal jobs. And I did
right.
some illegal shit, no cap. I ain't here to promote that or advocate that because I had to say, yeah, let me get right so I can make certain
right,
investments.
Right.
And I could say, and I tell people, I'm not telling people to go out and hustle because, you know, we all know where that shit end us. We all know. But I had to do what
but
I had
see,
to do.
We got to, now
right,
we
brother.
Can't even tell them don't go hustle. We just got to tell them they can't sell, don't go sell drugs. Go hustle.
Yeah, okay.
Go sell
yeah,
water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Get an icy cart. Know what I mean?
Sell some fruit. Sell
it's
some,
a lot
some
of
watermelon,
do,
apples. Yeah. So,
right.
And that's what I did. That's what I did, brother. You know what I'm saying? I worked two jobs and I did my little ones and twos on the side, saved my work money, never spent the hustle money. And that's how I did it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get fly. I didn't buy no drip, no new clothes, no none of that. I'm like, nah, fuck that. I got these 5 pairs of sneakers. Listen, I'm work. Going to home, do what I got to do. I ain't hanging out. I ain't smoking nothing. I ain't sipping nothing. That's how I did it. Stack my money that way.
Nice. Let me ask you a question, big bro, before I let you go. Drake or Kendrick?
I'm going to go with Kendrick, man. I'm going to go with Kendrick on this one. I'm not really a Drake fan because, you know, I come from a certain type of era in hip-hop. And if you ain't come from that era, you're going to pick Drake. But if you're coming from the era
okay.
that I come from, you going with Kendrick because he's, you know what I'm saying, he a West Coast nigga, but he got an East Coast flow with him.
And, all right, so we at Kendrick one, Drake one, y'all, one and one. Let the people know where they can find you. Shout out your show. Let, you know what I mean? Let the people know who you are and what you do, what you know what I mean? Let them know.
Okay, well, you can catch me on Facebook at Money Marvelous Multimedia Entertainment. You can check out the Money Marv Report on all platforms, because I do this music shit, this media shit as well. Got interviews with all the legends. You can check my catalog. I'm saying, look me up. Just punch in Money Marvelous Multimedia. You'll find me. Or you can go to Instagram at The Real Money Marvelous as well. So that's where y'all can find me. And if y'all got some music, man, hit me up. Shoot it to me, man. We, you know what I'm saying? We got our own station as well. You know what I'm saying? Well, we just playing niggas music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free of charge. We ain't charging nobody. Everybody needs to be heard. Talent out
here. For the record, Money Marv, appreciate you tapping in, big bro. Everybody, y'all know what y'all just heard. Go follow that man, The Real Money Marvelous. Money Marvelous Multimedia. This is what it is, man. Flock guys are approved. For the record, radio, I appreciate you tapping in, bro, with Jody Mac and No Nonsense, man.
Definitely, yeah. I'm going to definitely be tuned in a lot more as well, man. The topic was dope tonight, and y'all keep pushing that message out there because it's needed and it's necessary in our community, for real. One love.
Yes, it is, bro. I appreciate you. Thanks, champ. Word.
You're welcome.
No,
God
I mean,
bless.
So, I appreciate you, my brother. Likewise, man. One hand washed up, but we both washed the face, man. Word. So, my next caller, right? They're artists out of Minnesota. I'm not even going to run down on the Biden shit. I'm not going to run down on the Drake and Kendrick yet. We going to grill them. This is no motherfucking nonsense. Call them. Who the fuck is you? Who the fuck you be? And why the fuck should we listen to your music? Let me know.
Yeah. You can hear me. You can hear me. Tune in, everybody. Y'all can hear me?
We only can hear you when you're talking, champ. Let's go. What's good, man? No nonsense with Jody Mac. I appreciate you tapping in, man. Who you be? Let the world know who you is.
Man, real talk. I appreciate you having me on your show, man, having me be heard. My name is Artist, A-R-T-Y-S-T. Me and my group, 3MG, we believe we the hottest in this city, hottest in this state. Shit, we can take it global if y'all allow us. Just tap in and give us a listen.
So this is what I'm going to do for you, right? My engineer can hear me. This is what I'm going to do for you. We going to play this shit right now. Do my engineer got the music?
I'm not sure
if my engineer has to do it. Do you know if my engineer got it? What's this song? You know, do you know this song right here? Do you know this song right here?
Do you know this song?
Let's go. Artists and 3MG.
Yep.
What can you tell me about that? What can you tell me about that?
What I can tell you is that I got a great producer, and he makes some of the most fire beats. He's our personal producer. And, sure, you know, I love my old school music. I love being able to use some of that good old school flavor with the new school sound. You already know how we coming.
All right, so this is, oh, pause. You got to pause that over here, champ. Pause. That was crazy. But, like, know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you get away with that one. Introduce your song, champ, so we can let the world hear this fire. No Diddy.
Nigga said no Diddy. Nah, this is Kick It / Watch Out. It's one song, you know. It got two different titles, but you're going to see why in a minute. And I made it a little while ago. It's unreleased, but it's coming out on my new tape, Experiment 6. Look out for that. My name is A.R.T.Y.S.T. My fault. A.R.T.Y.S.T. You can find me on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, whatever you got, I'm on it. Tap in.
Tap in with the boy. So there we go, man. Let's let it go, man. Black guys are approved.
Watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch, get groovy, I'm different.
Yeah.
Watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch, get groovy, I'm different.
Yeah.
Watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch, get groovy, I'm different.
Hey, let's go.
Watch how I do when I kick it. Get
yeah.
in this bitch, get groovy, I'm different.
Like, please, yeah.
lower your tone while I'm talking my shit. I'm getting lit in this bitch.
Talking my shit.
Lame ass niggas trying to talk to my bitch. Type shit, getting them blitz.
Get you blitz. Yeah.
I'm on a block with a Glock and a stick. Play, you get hit with a switch.
Yeah.
There ain't no diss, no me by shit. On the six, I'm letting off six.
Like, please, cut out the act, they ain't scared of it.
Please.
You'll get put on the ground like Harriet.
Oh, God.
Get it in for my kids, they ain't Harriet.
I will.
I'm in love with the money, I married
I
it.
Do.
Stand on business, don't fuck with the scary
I
shit.
Stand.
If it's something that's stuck, I ain't changing
on
it.
Me.
3MG money pockets, no changing it.
What?
Pockets flat as the fuck, you got changing it.
Yeah.
Like, watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch, get groovy, I'm different.
Yeah.
I'm smoking, I take a hit and I'm lifted.
Yeah.
I'm feeling different, I'm feeling exquisite.
Yeah.
12 and 11, I'm learning my keys. Get ready for prayer, I put on my beat. Get ready for murder, I put on my ski. I'm feeling conflicted, ain't getting no sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch, get groovy, I'm different. Watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch, get groovy, I'm different. Watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch and get groovy.
I'm different.
Watch how I do when I kick it. Watch how I do when I kick it. Watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch and get groovy. I'm different.
Yeah.
Watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch and get groovy. I'm different.
Yeah.
Watch how I do when I kick it. Get in this bitch and get groovy. I'm different.
Yeah.
That's just a delivery. I've been focused on me and my energy. But don't play, you get hit with a 50 piece. On the block where I be, it's a killing spree. Where you be, not with me, keep the heat with me. If you know that you pussy, why play with me? Locked in, I've been focusing spiritually.
Still outside trying to catch me an enemy.
Like mama, I love you, I promise I'll make it. They see I'm different, now I got them hated. Go out and get it, forgot to have patience. I'm moving tech, I'm evading these cases. Nervous around people, see too many faces. Cut off my white bitch, she acting racist. Not from this planet, a rise in a spaceship. I'm getting shit off my chest like I weightless. Yeah. Fighting my mind, fighting my demons. Why? Up all night, I'm sleepless. Out of my mind, I've been geeking. Take two pills, now I'm up geeking. Take three pills, now I'm up geeking. Fuck around and go to sleep or I'm leaving.
Yeah.
How is the bullets, don't shoot at the scene. If I don't hit him, then he catch a beating.
Watch out, pop out.
Enough of the whisper, let's talk about artists. Why do these niggas be dissing on artists?
Yeah.
Why do these niggas be talking on artists?
Yeah.
Why do these niggas wanna start with artists?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm the hardest, my name is Artist. I had a son and then I named him Artist. Pull up with 30s, we shootin' the... Pull up with 30s, we shootin' the farthest. Fuck that, if you play with the games, then I'm close up. Niggas pussy on me, I can merch it.
Go.
When I ball on an op, I'ma post up.
What?
Got your bitch on my dick tryna suck some.
What?
I might beef in the back when I fuck some.
What?
Like I'm Santana, I'm tryna smoke some. If you play with the gang, I'ma blow some. Heard you broke as a bitch, you fucked up. Better get with the movement, get your bucks up. Catch you dissing on the net, then you fucked up. How you saying I ain't the hardest, I be fucked up. Sippin' walk, I lean in the double cup. Heard your bitch wanna fuck, she need to pick me up. On a real bitch, I'm him, man, can't play with us.
From the mouth of an artist, big 3MG, big bag shit.
Listen, man. Listen, I gotta get it off my chest like I'm weightlifting, man. Kick it, man. Pop out. Your artist.
Talk to
me, bro.
How you feeling? How you feeling?
That ain't how I'm feeling. I feel with my hands, my nigga. How you feeling? How you doing?
Yeah, only thing I'm feeling
that
is the money.
That was fire, bro. I like that. I like that right fast. I'm going to keep it all the way a stack. I'm going to have to get that MP3. I got to throw that in my playlist, like, you know what I'm saying, on my other show. That's definitely fire right there. Word.
And that's much love.
That's
much
fire.
Love.
I like that. So listen. I'm a New York nigga. That's how you know music is a universal language. I'm a New York nigga, and you say you're from Minnesota. Am I correct? You're from the Twin Cities,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, straight from Minneapolis, Big 612.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? You putting that heat out, bro. Music is universal, champ. Keep doing what the fuck you doing, man. I'm hearing through the grapevine, though, that you're looking to perform in New York.
Hell yeah.
I'm looking,
trying to come see what
I'm looking
want.
Through the grape. Like, nah, you ain't going to see what we on. We trying to see what you on. See how you see how that right fire. But how many more of those you got?
A vault full.
That's what I needed to hear, big bro. So let me ask you a question. How old are you, if you mind me asking?
I'm 22.
22. So as a young nigga in the world today, because especially out of Minnesota where the George Floyd shit really started all this shit, like, know what I'm saying? Where it really started all this shit. How has the Bidenomics shit affected you personally?
How has the what?
Like the way the world is since then. How has it affected you since Joe Biden has took office?
Hey, I'm going to say this. Biden better chill out with them fucking prices. Why they got Woods at $15 now up here? Me personally, I say this. I say I ain't never been too big on the whole politics scheme, so I can't give you much of an opinion, but I can say inflation been crazy. It most definitely has. I don't know who involved, but if it's Biden, hey, yo, Biden, listen, lock in. The hood not jacking what you got going on. Lock in. Other than that, I ain't got much on an opinion with the politics. You can talk to me definitely about anything else, though, for sure.
Drake or Kendrick? Before I get you up out of here and jump to the next caller, pause, no homo. Drake or Kendrick?
Oh, that's easy. Give me Kendrick every time. That's easy. Don't get me wrong. I'll give Drake his respect to the lyricist, but all in all, you got to give it to Kendrick.
And why you say all in all? When,
man,
like,
all
the
in
reason
all.
I asked, right? Look, the reason I asked, right? You're an artist, right? So if you could tell me one unknown artist that Kendrick Lamar gave a shot to and put them on and they took off. I could give you five that Drake did it for.
Mm.
If you could explain to me how somebody is better than someone else when they have more hits than this person has actual songs. Like,
well,
me,
the way I see it, we're not really talking about accolades, are we, though? We're talking about song for song in terms of their beat, in terms of artist versus artist, pound for pound, bar for bar, going back and forth. We're talking not accolades. We're not talking sound as in what song plays more in the club. We're talking disc for disc, disrespect for disrespect.
Okay.
Is what the people here for.
All right.
So, yeah,
all
you
right.
Might
got Drake. Got to get big bro.
Go ahead.
No, you go
what?
Ahead, brother. You was talking, my guy.
Yeah. I was saying you could say, like, you know, Drake got a lot of records on his table. He got a lot of awards on him. That is true. You could give him that. But Kendrick got a lot, too. And on top of that, Kendrick ain't just the only person you got to get a flower to. But we're not talking about none of them or any of that. We're talking about head-to-head, 1v1. And if we're talking that, I'm giving it to Kendrick.
All right, and I respect that. I definitely respect that. Now, when you said the diss, I just want to bring this up. What gets more disrespectful than a nigga having on your fiance engagement ring in the video? I'll leave it at that. Kendrick up 2-1, y'all. Kendrick up 2-1 on the polls right now. I just make out little points that people forgetting. This is a battle. This is real. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just little shit that's being overlooked. He fell for bait. It's just little boss moves being made. But Kendrick up 2-1, y'all. We got 2-1, Kendrick. Word. Artists, let the people know where they can find you at, bro. And definitely, I need to know myself because I'm definitely going to get in tune with the music, man. I like that song. Well, that was called Kick It, right, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah, I like that. That was fire. I ain't even going front.
Y'all can find me at IG. At 3M greatest underscore ever. Once again, 3M greatest underscore ever. You can also find my group and our team at 3MG official page on IG. You can also find us with the same handle on Facebook. And you can also find me on Facebook, Ty X Artist.
Nice.
And every single member is on the 3MG official page. So go listen to their music too. I promise you, we all fire. You don't miss it.
That's it. We rocking with them, man. Looking to bring you the Lords one day, man. Bring you out the Lords, man. How you perform, man, for the peoples, man. Let you tear some shit down out in New York, man. Y'all deserve that light, man. Know what I mean? Let the people outside of your city, outside of your region, outside of your area know who the fuck y'all is. Because when you got talent like that, like I said, music is one of the universal languages, man. And I definitely enjoyed what I heard from you guys. And I don't even, it's not even about drill, right? I just, no homo. I was listening to the lyrics. I was listening to everything you're saying. You throwing punchlines in there. You using a fire old school mixed beat with new school lyrics, but you still rapping as opposed to killing everything. Fire, bro. Oh,
That's much love. Gratitude.
Well, you know what the fuck it is, though, man. You know what it is, man. You know we got you, man. We got us, man. For the Record Radio, No Nonsense, Jody Mac. Appreciate you popping in, little bro.
Man, much love. Appreciate you having me.
Of course, man. Nah, this won't be the last time, champ. And pause that. I didn't have you. Pause that. No biddy. Let's call her. What's up? Talk to me. We in overtime. Jody Mac for the Record. No Nonsense. Talk to me.
I heard you was looking for me.
Hello.
Mm-hmm, I can hear you. Did you hear me with the question?
I can only hear you when you're talking.
Heard you was looking for me, Harlem.
So who am I speaking to right now? Please let the world know who you are.
The world already know who I am. I'm the only girl on For the Record Radio. For the record. Hi, y'all. It's the Beautiful Red. I'm back.
Yeah. Red, what's up? I'm happy you recovered. You recovered the right way. Like, know what I'm saying? I know you're probably still recovering. Get yourself 100. I appreciate you popping out, young lady. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. For y'all who don't know, Red did have a very bad car accident, so I've been healing up, taking a break. But y'all know them DMs is always open, ready for connections, and ready to work. So if you need me, I'm always here. Plus, my brothers is always holding me down over here for the record for Independent Artists Matter the Most. Make sure you guys want to tune in with us on all social media platforms at For the Record. But officially tonight, we are welcoming Harlem's own Mr. Jody to the building. We appreciate you, baby. So thank you for joining the crew while we coming back.
Now, I appreciate being accepted into the family as one. You know, the same way you got me, I got you, we got us. You know what it is. One hand wash the other, both hands wash the motherfucking face. Word, man.
Yeah,
so look, let me ask you a question right fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
How has this Biden nigga and his economic ways affected you personally?
I can go real deep, but since y'all, you know, y'all really only give a fuck about what I look like anyway. Y'all know how much it costs for me to keep up with these wigs and these nails? Like, he really got me fucked up. The hair store is the product to be expensive because we be shopping. You know how much money my man got to spend for a wig nowadays?
Nah, that's a fact, yo. That's a fact. Like,
why?
You know
it costs a lot
fact.
To look like this on a regular basis. They don't even understand when y'all food prices go up. So do the price of my shoes. So do the price of my hairstyle. So do the price of my makeup. Everything goes up. So
yeah,
you got to have a second hustle.
Wages.
I heard y'all say earlier, y'all was telling them don't hustle. It ain't really don't hustle. It's don't get your dumb ass caught if you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing. But also make sure
I never tell a nigga
plentiful.
Don't hustle. I tell a nigga don't sell drugs,
don't,
because I sold
plentiful.
Drugs.
Make sure that motherfucker pay you back. Make sure that your time you put into your hustle is something that you get back. Because
right, like
the same
it's,
rules
it's,
apply
it's,
to the street as it do to being in the books or do it be on the radio. Your hustle is your hustle. Yo, the entire
now, I'm going to keep it a bit now. Nowadays, see, look, Red, nowadays it be different, right? It be like, how can I put it? It be like, it be 50 niggas on the block watching two niggas get money. Like, that's
cool
nasty
that.
Voice right there.
Niggas is cool with nowadays. Just kicking it with a nigga that
that's
got
what
money.
I'm saying.
Cool not having no money.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
This is a new era.
For
I ain't come from that
work.
Era. I don't fuck with niggas from that era. I don't fuck with niggas from that era.
Yeah,
so
these
I don't
niggas
know these new age kids. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I come from a get money era. My daddy and them got money. My brothers and them got money. Y'all all know how the Beautiful Red get. We get money. We get big money over here. We might get pretty girl money, but we definitely check a bag. My nigga get money. My
right.
kids get money. My bosses get money. So we get money together.
Right,
that's
right. When you around money, you give no choice but to learn to get money.
That part.
Even if it's by mistake. If you a broke nigga around a millionaire, man, you gonna learn how to get a couple thousand. What?
You better.
You're keeping it on
you better. Track. You better learn from somebody. But people, a lot of times, I feel like nowadays, they're not taking it in. Back in the day, we had to be quiet. You were told to be seen and not heard. So that gave us a chance
That's
to
a
be
fact.
Able to soak that hustle up. And nowadays,
yep.
they talk too much. They talk too much. They're too busy trying to be heard instead of being able to soak up the knowledge of the people who are still around from back in the day. It's the reason why they was there then and now.
Let me ask you a question, Red. You smoke bud?
Of course.
You smoke bud?
Of course.
You smoke back in the days, too?
Yeah.
Which weed you think is better, the weed from back in the days or this bullshit they call Zy now?
I would say back in the day, because back in the day, I remember us smoking one blunt, 10 heads, and motherfuckers was happy and high.
That's a fact.
Happy and high. Nowadays, it takes
you
a little
gotta
more.
Smoke a salve to get high.
Yeah, it takes a little more. I roll up. I smoke a lot. So, like, I'm a consistent smoker. I ain't going nowhere where they ain't letting us smoke. So, That's kind of the difference then. You got to smoke a lot more back then. Back then, we'd be able to roll up a blunt. Everybody hit this blunt. We good. Go back to school. We cool.
Now I was smoking
in the morning. I was smoking in the afternoon. I was smoking in the evening. I was smoking while I'm talking to y'all.
Right.
Let me
ask you one more question, right? Drake or Kendrick?
Me and my dude was just debating on this one. Honestly, I'm going to have to give it to Kendrick lyrically because he walked Drake ass down with that family bitch. But y'all know I'm a Drake fan because Drake got continuous hit after hit after hit. You don't really got to hit no skip button on Drake. But as far as this going back and forth, Kendrick take it down with that one. He literally dissed every single fucking family member that there is possible, nigga. If you don't come back and clap at this nigga for every person that he got, you lost by the
fuck. He did. You ain't hear that he said all that shit? He lined it up to be some fake shit?
Yeah, I mean, Drake lined it up for it to be like a, well, you said
all
I
right,
was
so,
right.
Okay,
so
what about that not being Kendrick Kidd? That he ain't see the fiance in 6 months. And Drake had her engagement ring on in the video.
Drake
I don't
just
know.
Trying to be somebody rich baby daddy. That's all.
That's three one Kendrick, y'all. That's 3-1 Kendrick, y'all. 3-1 Kendrick. The people are voting, man. I can't go against the people world, man. I just gotta point out little pointers, man. I just gotta point out little shit like he had the Mad City bag, Good Kid, Mad City van in the video and crushed it. The actual van from the video. Like, it's just little shit Drake is doing stunting on them hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Pause. Like, you know?
He got big money. Bro. So he's showing big money, but that's what Drake do, though. Kendrick is more like a comment type rapper. He a lyricist. He's not really funny.
Yeah, nobody gonna. I'm gonna keep it a fan. I'm a Harlem nigga. I ain't never hear a nigga in Harlem talk about you put on that new Kendrick. With
you're
God,
not.
I ain't never hear that.
And you're not.
You never gonna
and
hear
I'm
that
the
shit.
South,
all these niggas is Drake haters.
Like that.
I ain't never heard nobody come up put that new Kendrick on. Listen, man. All these niggas that talk about Drake lost. All these niggas is that so-called new Kendrick fan. Y'all niggas is doing the Kiki dance, man. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas is doing the Highline Bling shit. Fucking goofy.
I fuck with Drake.
Look, Brad, I appreciate you popping in on me, Chris. I'm definitely going to be locked in on your show, man. I appreciate you welcoming me to the family. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got us. It is what it is for the record radio. No Nonsense with Jody Mack. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you. I wanna get to these last two callers so we can wrap this thing on up. You know, we're in overtime. I ain't mean to go overtime on my first show, but I appreciate the love that I'm getting. You know what I'm saying? Word, man.
It's okay to go overtime when you're feeling the vibe. But again, welcome to the family. Y'all going to follow
Thank
me
you.
On all social media
it.
Platforms at I Am The Beautiful Red. And make sure you come and see me on Sunday night, The Red Zone. I'll be back here in a few weeks, y'all, lighting y'all ass up like usual. Mwah.
Right. As,
talk to y'all later.
As you should. Thank you, Red. I appreciate you, young lady. Word. Beautiful Red, y'all. You know what she said, man. Sundays, man, tap in, she be back. She recovery mode right now. The sister's all right, though. She's straight like Indian hair with a perm. You hear all the joy in in her voice. And it hurt her soul to go against Drizzy just now. It really did. Shout out to Lord's Lounge, man. I'm there after this, man. If you want to catch me, man, I'm in Lord's Lounge, man. Real talk, no bullshit, man. I'm in Lord's Lounge after that, man. Just tap into the Red Zone on Sundays, man. Caller, talk to me. Caller, talk to me. Talk to me, please. Talk to me.
Up to the time. This is your world uncle, Uncle Different, your Saturday host.
Uncle.
What's going on? Jody, Matt, no nonsense.
Bro.
No nonsense. No nonsense. No nonsense. What's going on? Welcome, man. I'm calling
Thank
in
you,
to
bro.
Give you a shout out and welcome you into the show. You know. It's going to be great having you aboard, and a big shout out to the Big Steppers family at For the Record Radio, Flock Gaza. We love you here at For the Record Radio. Man, Jody, welcome.
Thank you, my brother. I already felt like part of the family just listening to y'all shows and just knowing, like, the auras, like I told, you know what I'm saying? I told Tiger Lee, man, the auras just pull you. It pull you, bro, no homo. It pull you towards the realness. And, you know, once this Flock guys are approved, I'm going to roll with it, man. Good dude, good family. Like, nah, Shane, I'm part of it now. That's what it is.
There
I'm
you
no nonsense, man. Word. So, look,
everybody,
let me ask you a question, Unc.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. How has this Bidenomic shit fucked with you in your daily life?
Well, I wasn't expecting you to ask me those questions, but it's good that you asked me because, to be honest with you, I don't even follow politics. I don't play with the politics or anything. I'm from the hood. I'm a hustler. I'm a entrepreneur. So I don't really pay too much attention to – I only pay attention to the changes. Because no matter what, whether Biden comes on, Biden goes off, the next one that comes on, we're going to go through the same conversation back and forth. So I don't get into politics. I really don't. But it has affected, I believe, the whole – all the states and everything, you know, the economy and everything. It has affected everybody, just not myself. But I believe –
Right, I respect –
You get right. If you an OG like me, and now we dropping gems to these young people who are coming up now, it's one thing. Because now you got to watch all the changes on money transactions, the way all the changes are coming up. I mean, you look that up online, and believe me, you're gonna see all the big changes of instead of having a little ATM machines, a real big TV like a 75 inch. And you're putting your whole pawn on it. I mean, if you look it up, you'll find it. A lot of changes already being made up in Europe. China already made their changes. The cameras on the street all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And let the police the crime. Let the police the crime and the cameras protect everything else. You cross the street, it snaps a picture of you. One way or another, they find out where you live. The ticket goes straight to your mailbox. You know, if you don't have
right.
good credit, you can't fly out of China.
Social,
you don't have good credit.
Right, social credit.
Out.
That's a fact. Social credit.
Exactly.
Right, man.
So it's just a learning process to deal with all the changes because it's going to get better. It's going to get worse and then worse, and then it's going to get better and better again. And we see it generation in, generation out. So it's just dealing with changes. So you got to know how to deal with your money. You have to know how to monitor your money, where it's going, how to invest it correctly, you know, and make some money. Make some money.
Right. That's the whole fact, though. That's
yeah.
the whole fact.
And learn about business going up and business going down. So, but I don't get into the politics thing. But right
yeah.
now,
right.
I got a surprise for you, though. Okay.
What's going on, Chad?
What was that next question? Throw me that next question.
Drake or Kendrick?
Okay. Now, I'm an OG. So Drake, I know Drake when he first started with his music and everything. I followed him. He's great. Okay. But now we're stepping into something a little new now. With the new generation, that's what people need to understand. So for that question there, I got little G's here to answer that question because this is his generation right now. So I'm going to introduce you to little G's.
Yo.
Yo, yo, what up, my G? Let the world know who you be. Welcome to No Nonsense with Jody Mack for the Record Radio. I appreciate you tapping in, champ.
What up? My name is Lil G's. I'm just here.
I'm just here. I fucked with it.
Yeah.
So look, Drake or Kendrick?
Drake and Kendrick.
I'm gonna keep it real. Kendrick, or should I call him K Dot?
Why, yeah. And why is that?
All right. K-Dot has been my favorite for years. When I first started listening to him, from Pimp to a Butterfly, the first album I ever listened to.
And then I think that was his, what, second album, right?
Yeah, that was the second album. And then I just started going from
that was his second album.
Damn to the ones that he did for Black Panther. Those were amazing. Especially the ones that he released a few months ago. The Heart Part 5 was amazing.
All right, let me ask you a question. So you said right. Since Pimp a Butterfly. Pimp a Butterfly was what? What year, you may think?
Ooh. That has to be in the 2010s. 2010s all or right. Like late 2000s.
How much music has Kendrick given you since then? As a Kendrick fan that you look forward to, like, yo, yeah, he about to drop. You listen to, like, that you said you love, like, his music and shit. Does he feed his audience enough music to satisfy them?
Yes. Yeah, he does. Especially with the diss tracks that he dropped.
No, I'm talking about overall, not even about just the diss track.
Overall.
Overall, does he supply you guys with enough music that it satisfies your hunger for him?
Be real, does, but to the point where it's like when Drake has more music, but Drake's music is just like it's the same pace. Well, not. Mostly the same pace. Like, you go from singing and rapping, but you see Kendrick just drops bars. And it's
all
a
right,
surprise.
So look, okay. Well, look, he drops every 5 years. So if that's satisfying, now, it's 4-1, y'all. Kendrick is up 4-1. If every 5 years is satisfying your hunger, then between them 5 years that he's not dropping music, somebody else is dropping music that you're listening to. You know what I'm saying, G? Somebody else is – who else are you listening to in between the time that Kendrick is dropping those five albums? I mean, them 5 years between albums.
You know, mostly like J. Cole, my brother Jermaine Cole. Travis Scott, you know, like Travis Scott.
Even Travis like, don't drop a lot. J. Cole don't drop a lot either. J. Cole do a lot of features, though.
Yeah, that's
J. Cole do a lot of features. Right. But what I was saying, the reason I was asking this question, because since Drake came out with The Best I Ever Had and Every Girl in the World, since he came out with those songs, every year, consistently, he gave you fire music. Every year. For them 5 years that Kendrick is waiting between albums where he might do a Maroon 5 feature or a Taylor Swift feature, Drake done gave you a Little Baby. Drake done gave you what was the other nigga name? JB Black Boy. Drake done gave you a weekend. Drake done gave you so many artists, up-and-coming artists, Central C. He's just given so many countless artists chances during these 5 years that this man is not dropping music. Now, do I think Kendrick is a better lyricist than Drake? It depends on what you like listening to. Now, me personally, I'm not the type of nigga that wanna have to read an encyclopedia to understand how to boil you water. Kendrick fans is like, y'all like the Jehovah Witnesses of hip-hop. It's like y'all try to force us on him, or force him on us, And, he can rap. He can rap good. But I just feel, my opinion, he don't put out enough music to be in the top nothing. But that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. The people are speaking on, they say he won the battle. We have 4-1 Kendrick, but these people were the same people that may have, not you, but maybe these other people, I know for certain they were singing Drake in the club. I know they had a Drake song on. I know they were singing a Drake anthem, No New Friends, or Started from the Bottom. Or
like, they got like Drake on their mind or something. Like, they got like that one Drake song in their mind. Like, I get it.
You know what I mean? He always keeps Drake, this is the only reason, because they both fire. They both fire. I just prefer Drake a little more because Drake can do what Kendrick does. Kendrick can't do what Drake does. Drake gave us a number one in Spanish. Drake gave us a number one in reggae, like dancehall. Drake gave us a number one R&B, and Drake gave us a number one in rap. That nigga's extremely talented, bro. They both talented. And for this battle, I got it, honestly, I got it Drake 3-2. I got it Drake 3-2 because I think the Taylor made was dope. People was talking about Meet the Grams and all of that, but you know what I mean? He kind of bit that kind of concept from Taylor made.
Speaking of Meet the Grams. How do you feel about what Kendrick said about him lying about his apparent secret daughter or his gambling problems?
All right. I feel Kendrick is an idiot for falling for the bait because Drake's OVO people was the ones who put that out. So for him to fall for that and then put it out without doing his own research, I feel he speeded. I feel he had his back against the wall and really didn't have no ammo. And once he got that ammo, he was skilled enough to put the bars together. And I'm going to keep it all the way a band. I feel that it's dope, even if it's not, if Drake doesn't have the daughter, I feel that being able and being skilled enough to write a letter to somebody who doesn't even exist, I give him that. I definitely give him that. Do I think it was better than TaylorMade? No. I think TaylorMade was better just for the fact that he used two West Coast icons and they was talking to him like if he talking to them, that was fire. That was genius right there. That was genius. The same way they say Meet the Grams was genius, they gotta keep it on the stove. That was genius. Word.
Or like how another question on how you feel like when, not like us, when Kendrick said that Drake is apparently a pedophile.
I mean, that's like when Drake said he was a woman beater. I really wouldn't get into that further, that much of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just think that, like when it came to the bars, for me, I think Drake bars was more witty. I think Drake's rebuttals were accurate and on point, and I think his punchlines and the way he was going at multiple niggas and standing toe-to-toe with K-Dot at the same time. Like, for me, I feel K-Dot had to respond to two verses in Family Matters. You know what I'm saying? Because that last verse on Family Matters, and Drake gave them a different style for every song he put out. He gave them a different style. Word. But look, I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to keep you hostage. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you tapping in. This is Jody Mac. No nonsense. I got to get to this last caller. Who let the people know where they can find you at, big bro. And definitely me and you got to finish this conversation off air, man. Because this is a dope convo, man. Let the people know where they can find you, champ.
You can find me on IG at ManLikeRicky00. And this is Lil G signing off.
There you go. I appreciate you, champ. Lord Jesus in the building, man. Y'all know what it is. Go follow the bro. You know he has a valid opinion when it came to that music shit. He gave us a valid opinion, man. We got one more caller in the building. We're going to take this last caller, and then I'm going to give y'all my little outtake, and we're going to wrap this thing on up for the night. Caller, talk to me. Let me know who you be, man.
Yo, what the fuck's going on?
Yo, this is boy Hayley the Great, a.k.a. OG Savage, a.k.a. Mr. for the motherfucking record. Yo,
Hayley the Great, what's up, bro?
The host of the Great Boston to every motherfucker body that was tuning in. Man, I want to hear y'all tune the fuck in every fucking Monday to the Great fucking Boss Show, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. fucking Central, man. It's going down. I'm Hayley Baker on fucking Facebook. I'm Hayley the fucking Great on motherfucking IG. What the fuck's going on in this bitch, man? I'm fuck ass.
I'm easy, man.
What's going on, Jody, man?
I'm straight like Indian hair with a perm, man. How you, beloved?
OG Savage, VP in the building. What the fuck is going on, man? Welcome to the team, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate how they rolled out the red carpet for the kid, man. I definitely, definitely appreciate it, man. Word, man.
Man,
let me tell you,
Jody, man. Man, hold up, man. For them fucking Kendrick fucking people, I'm going to say this right now. Since I'm here and it's the no nonsense and goddammit, I'm the Great Bob motherfucking goddammit host, and I'm the VP. I'm going to tell them motherfucking Kendrick all this justice, man. Peep it. The shit I spit piss you and your boys off. Star beef with Haiti Pimp in is your loss. Who going to stop me now? The young boy in his prime and ain't no telling what a known felon might do when I be gripping that eye. I put a magnum on the pistol, let it fuck with your mind. And not a near another, but not fuck with my shine. Me and my peeps is simply gangsters. Toe thump at all time, don't fuck with lamers. But it's always a pretty ass nigga. Soft cream filling ass nigga acting like he popping them things. But I see it's only a wax. I'm thirsty, get rich and still poke niggas for racks. I'm serious. City kid that hate to be broke. So when I'm broke, brick sellers better got your coke. Ain't no limits to getting money, but you got to know. Dead man can't spend no dough. You feel me? I just want to spit some bars on a little nonsense show today. Every motherfucker
dead
know.
Man
come spit some
no
bars
dough
on a motherfucking show. Fuck you, man. Come out the matter. Man, big up to everybody doing their thing. Big up to Jody on this motherfucking day, man. Talk your shit, Joe. Pop your shit, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, shit. The Great Ball Show. Every Monday. You heard that, man?
Fuck they talking about.
You heard that, man? Fuck they talk about.
Fuck you, man. Fuck they talking about. Then for one, I'm off top. I'm fucking with Drake. What the fuck is wrong with these peoples, man? Is y'all,
well, I don't
is
know,
y'all
bro.
Weekend? What the fuck is wrong with y'all peoples, man? Man, y'all understand the consistent hits this man been dropping, man? Yeah, Kendrick got bars. Everybody know he got bars. Fuck you, man. But no consistent. Consistent conglomerate. No consistency, man. What the fuck is going on, man? And then he go, and
right,
then
that,
I call it eye for eye. Jody ain't even calling. When he asked the man what he wanted to do, what he wanted to see, what he listening to, he picked two other people that we don't even listen to. Like, who gonna put, like, let's go put that J. Cole on. Stop it with the fucking shenanigans. Let's go bump that new kid. Stop it with the fucking shenanigans, man. Stop it, Pete. Speak that motherfucking facts, man. Ain't nobody gonna bump no Kendrick and he try to pop some shit that ain't gonna even matter. Ain't nobody gonna think about Kendrick after this, man. Real fucking talk, man. And then
look,
and I ain't gonna even let you go. Go ahead.
Look, I'm gonna keep it a bend. When as soon as I jump in my car, that push-ups come on. I ain't never be nobody number one fan. But the way that drop, and then right after that, that drop. I don't look for the Kendrick shit on.
Man,
and then after that, I might put on Drake Ascensions on Apple Music just because niggas be hating.
All I say, man, Kendrick got his thing going. You know what I'm saying? But I'm fucking with Drake all the way. And he ain't going to defeat him. The man gonna keep shitting on him back to back here. He really gotta be doing too much shit. He gonna keep shitting on him.
He about to drop. Look, he gonna wait for Kendrick to drop his album and
he gonna keep shitting on him, man. He ain't gonna have to pull no Chris Brown and Quavo text by all the tickets and shit. But to get to the point, man, like you were saying on your economic and shit and all this biting shit, G, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm gonna keep it so funky. Because I'm from the fucking projects, man, and I survived through any motherfucking thing. I'm from Chirac, and it don't matter because I'm Chicago. It's the way I survived. It's what I've been through to what the fuck I know. I don't feel no fucking inflation or nothing like that. Everything been fucked up since we was little, even think we was having money. So I'm really been fucked up. So ain't nothing going to change until we be able to stop, goddamn it, stop buying their gas all at one time, stop riding their buses, stop doing all this shit, buying the crosses from each other. Money, since the motherfuckers really don't know, money really don't mean nothing.
Money was never none. They was never trade money back in the fucking days if they fucking normal speak knowledge to these people. They never traded money. They only traded crops, this, that, that. Okay, you got this, you got
that's
the tomatoes,
right.
We got this, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this. It wasn't about the fucking, if they knew that, we'll control it. But they always saying we the people. If we were the people, we'll know if we could all stop doing something at one fucking time. At one time, and we can all stop just buying gas at one time and show these people we serious, they'll understand. And then we can stop buying their fucking grocery store GMO food and all that shit. Stop buying McDonald's. Stop buying Burger King. Stop buying, just fuck their head up. Stop buying Tommy Hilfiger. The clothes never matter. Let me say this to a motherfucker. I got Balenciaga, this. I got a lot of shoes in my house right now that I knew I should have been known, blind to the fact, misinformed by misinformed people. None of that shit never matter, man. I knew a people in person that had two pair of shoes, man. You see what I'm saying? It's the fact that keep you down. So when you got something, they know you doing something, but it don't matter. The fucked up part about it, they know when we ain't got nothing, we still got something. We got our mind, we got our sankle, and that's why they try and poison our brains. They ain't give a fuck about our body. They're already controlling us with the big Balenciaga signs and all that shit, so they do that. But to me, I don't feel that shit because I survive anything, man. I'm going to survive anything coming, goddammit. If anything coming, I'm going to come out drilling and blowing. And anything that happens, I'm just going to be able to adapt to it because that's how I am, bro. I adapt to any fucking thing. I moved everywhere. I stayed in Minnesota. I stayed anywhere. You feel me? So it don't even fucking matter to me, Joe. You feel me? And I love it, goddammit. I love New York. God, I know. I folks knew I'm probably like the only Chicago nigga that love New York like that. You feel me? But fuck them, I don't get no fuckers, my opinion. I fuck with myself. I'm a one-man army. What's the word? The period. I just laid my motherfucking boot bop down. No diggy. Fuck you, man. Like you said.
Right. Yo, look. It's crazy, like Jody Lester, great, 80 the great. I swear I'm a one-man army. That's one of my slogans, like, man, a one-man army. I never need a crew of niggas. Like, you know what I mean? But definitely I feel appreciated. I feel welcome to the family. I feel a love, no homo, pause, no diddy. And I just know from here we go to the top, man. Like, no word.
Man, that's number love, man. That's what I want to do, make sure I came through shows with love. I tuned in the whole show. I've been in for a whole hour. You know, my phone probably on 3%, but I'm still tuning in the whole fucking hour.
Look, before you leave, let me do you this favor right fast, right? I said I've been getting money with no plans to switch it up. Stay dropping jewels, it's on you to pick them up. Put good man down, homie, you should pick him up. So he turn around, see a brother down and lift him up. Gotta break tradition, teach me to go fishing. Talk all you want, who gon' hear it, gon' listen. Baptized in blood, crucified the Christian. Making Salat wishing that I finished the mission. Satan in three wishes. John 3:16, I get cream. Switch lanes in the 6-speed and twist weed. Listen to Sam Cooke and Graham Cooke. You softer than wet bread and your man shook. Nevertheless, take the cheddar and vest. Jeff Hamilton, NBA levels the best. Built for the storm. Homie, I weathered the test. The Beretta attack doing filthy severance checks. Asthma attack. Collapsed lungs. I stack funds. I daydream about digits, roll gas, and clap guns as gang ties. 10 toes down, I'm locked in, no stopping. Just like Raiden, I'm shocking, I'm popping. Bracken, caving half of your back and ready to get a scrapping. Making the killing Mac and lights, cameras, action. Malcolm with that Mac 10, have these cats capping, grind hard and stacking. You can run, but I'm still gonna find you. That carbon 15, the claw roll your spinal. Money talk or decisions is final. In case you forgot, let me remind you. Slicker than the Jerry Curl with that soul glow. Truck look like Optimus Prime on low lows. Stay away from rat ass niggas and homos. Harmazali, I unload. Get money to one goal. We're pressing the fuck on my mama, my swag loopy. Getting to the yick and I'm with it. They move goofy. Four deep with eight hammers inside a hoopy. Wrist got your main bitch acting like a groupie. Chrome buster, never scared like bone crusher. Money make the world go round and I don't trust ya. Fuck what you talk about when I come front ya. Put your hands with my eyes to see like that young buster. I had to bless you back with some balls, my nigga.
Yes,
I had to bless you back with some balls, man.
You got to, man, because, you know, I make a motherfucker turn it up, man, you feel me? I love to make it open up, man. That's what I'm going to do every time, Jody, man, every time, you know. I'm telling you, Jody, I swear, fuck what they talking about. I make them raise the fucking bar all the time, you feel me, without talking about it, you know what I'm saying? So I'll talk about
that shit,
man. Y'all tune the fuck in to that boy Jody back. Y'all tune into the boy Haiti the fucking Great. We all was gonna go crazy, but y'all fuck around. Y'all come back and y'all tune the fuck in. Everybody tune in Monday. We gonna do this shit again because we've been going crazy over time. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. We do this.
I'm wilding right now. I'm starting. Yo, look, to the peoples out there, man, this is not an every week thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? We from 8 to 9, man. We got a little overtime. It's our first show. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I do like I do it for TV every time, but we got to keep it in our time slot. You know what I mean? This is a little overtime for the record radio team. I appreciate the love. You know what I mean? But I already know what the fucking vibes is. You know what I'm saying? And I know how to be professional about shit. Like, you know what I mean? Every week can't be overtime.
Man, let me tell you
but
something,
this week
Jody.
Was motherfucking
this shit
overtime.
Is great. Let
was
me tell
no
you
motherfucking
something.
Nonsense.
This shit is
know what
motherfucking
saying?
Great. It was fucking great,
yeah.
Man. This shit was fucking awesome, man. Let me tell you something. I know we don't go over time. Most of the time we do go over time, but this shit was awesome today. Blessings to your new day, man. You just don't know how great it was. You know what I'm saying? Blessings to you, man.
But
nothing but good blessings,
bro.
Let's make this shit happen.
Like
ain't nothing going, no going to the top for the record.
Look, right, for the record, we got us, man. Told you I loved how the red carpet was rolled out. And let's believe this is a platinum and gold fact, man. Anything, you know what I'm saying? Any of my resources, any of my connects, anything, the same way I'm flock guys approved, y'all flock guys approved, what's mine is y'all's, and y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know how that go, one hand wash the other, both wash the face, man. Word. But I'm going to wrap this thing on up. This is Jody motherfucking Mac. No nonsense. For the record radio, I'll be here next Wednesday. Know what to do tomorrow. OG Tiger Lee, get in tune or get tuned out. Know what the fucking vibes is, man. Love y'all like Fat Kid love cake. No nonsense.
First time I had cracked the seal, ain't just got laid down, grabbed that tape pound, I'm starting back for real. Shit fuck with my soul, was on the road, 2 days, 4 niggas killed him. Live without my brother, left my heart, but that shit murder feeling. Down the street, ain't know that was my dog when that boy murder Will. They won't stop, but best believe for my shoe, cause like this is film. They waking up soul, stay off yours and double cups to heal. Put down, but I realized when DJ left, ain't know how to feel. Who was there when I had no hope? Now that I took off, gon' say they miss me when they really don't. Love me now, but when I was around, ain't no one try to show. Reaching out for help, but they play deaf, but think I'm trying to joke. I drop a tear, cause they ain't really, I was really screaming. Or it can't me around for that long, cause my brother ain't have another reason. It's gon' be from when I'm late 6 feet, just know I'm still preaching. Gon' be with my brother and then reunite, swear that shit is needed. They still don't know what I stand against. Born alone, even know what come next, I don't believe in friends. Family forever, so you know fun of who I'm banging with. Been hanging with the same niggas, I know I'm frozen bangers here. They still don't know what I stand against. Born alone and you know what come next. I don't believe in friends. Family forever, so you know fun of who I'm banging with. Been hanging with the same niggas, I know I'm frozen bangers here. Before I'm done, it's just some shit I gotta say to her. Talking about my brother when you ran, I don't believe in her. Take chance from your eyes, it's gonna be homicide. Your feelings work a million years and change won't feel no pain long as my heart is working. I cherish your love, cause with that, I'll probably stay with hate. You come with a soul just like the stars to keep the pain away. Think about when I'm up and we on tour, reasons I stay awake. I'm trying to grind, so you need man for nothing. Best believe you gon' be straight. Too deep in the trenches, I went cold, no love to give a soul. Wasn't down when Lolo had no bucks, but now they claiming foes. I got lost to find myself again. I'm tired of doing hoes. I want dead presidents in my pocket like a funeral. We all know money come and go, same as these bitches. I ain't tripping. If my bitch go, you can have her, I got plenty. You a nigga, I salute, that's what you supposed to do. We came up on fucking grips and hoes, pesos is overdue. Now I got them DPs, don't repeat my bitch like you ain't have to send her. I ain't broke no more, I spend racks on my clothes and shoes. Gangsta need them deppin', she need her cause she ain't in the mood. I'm up and you got shit you gotta do so you can hold the few.
Thank you.
station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
It's Polo Shack. You know, if I'm on the radio, I'm locked in with Fly Gaza. And this one is the Pro. And that's for the record. Yaya.
In your face. All over the place.
We're online 24/7.